The following program is in living color and has been rated X by the Vietnam Academy of Magic. This is Radio First Turner, operating on Dave Rabbit's own frequency at 69 megacycles on your FM dial. The purpose of this program is to bring vital news, information, and hard acid rock music to the First Turners and non-reenlistees in the Republic of Vietnam. Radio First Turner operates under no Air Force regulations or manuals. In the event of a vice squad raid, this program will automatically self-destruct. Your host tonight, Dave Rabbit.
And this is Dave Rabbit, along with my studio engineer, Pete Sadler. Bringing you tonight, hard acid rock music to blow your mind with. Blood Rock 2, Devil's Cross. Kirkin from the Big 69. Blood Rock 2, Double Cross. Good evening again, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host for the next 3 hours of hard acid rock music, Dave Rabbit, and my studio engineer, Pete Sadler. For those of you who have just recently come into the Republic of Vietnam, I'd like to give you a little information about it so your mind won't be quite so blown when you hear such words as fuck and words of that nature. We're an underground radio station here, and we say what we feel like saying, and we bring the truth to the First Termers in the Republic of Vietnam. We also bring you hard acid rock music all through the night. The up-to-date music of today's American youth. Carlos Santana. Evil Ways. Carlos Santana. Evil Ways. During the night, we're going to be reading some of the things off of latrine walls around the Republic of Vietnam. Here's one of them. While I'm home, my wife is my right hand. While I'm away, my right hand is my wife. Cooking from the Big 69. The Who, from the rock opera Tommy, Pinball Wizard.
Ever since I was
Pinball Wizard by The Who. I've had quite a few letters recently concerning some of the different items that Radio First Termer has to offer its followers. And one of the biggest things is the official Dave Rabbit sweatshirt. For those of you who are unaware of what a Dave Rabbit sweatshirt is, I'll tell you. It's a white sweatshirt. On the front of it, it has a large white rabbit. And the rabbit's dick is completely hard. The rabbit is carrying a sign. On the sign, it reads, "Fuck it before it fucks you." If you like one of these Dave Rabbit sweatshirts, send a postcard along with $2.98 to Dave Rabbit Sweatshirt, Radio Saigon Underground, APO In Country, 96969. Cream, White Room, and the hits just keep on coming. Cream with White Room. We're gonna let this next one roll on through. Why? Well, for one reason, I've gotta go take a big, heavy crap. and barring unforeseen incidences that may occur during my trip to the latrine, such as being picked up for marijuana or stopping in and getting a quick fuck with one of the whores down the hall, I'll be back to finish this goddamn program. Sugarloaf. Green-eyed lady. And the hits just keep on coming. Iron Butterfly. Soul Experience. Lifers are like flies. They both eat shit and bother people.
Righto!
Thank you, Pete. James Gang, Funk number 69. Funk number 69. James Gang, from their album, The James Gang Rides Again. Sorry about that yelling and screaming, but Pete and I are on a trip, and we thought we'd have to get in on that song. Here's one done by the biggie, Three Dog Night. It's called Mama Told Me Not to Come. Now, you can take this two ways. As a title, or your girlfriend's name is Mama. That's definitely not the way to have fun. If you're going to come, come in a rubber, or get your girl up on a pill. Three Dog Night, Mama Told Me Not to Come. We'll be right back after news. Jimi Hendrix with Fire. And now for a word from good old Pete. He's got some information for some of you people out there. Pete, what do you got for us tonight, buddy?
Thank you, Dave. As it is our policy to keep our listeners well informed, we have a special news item that should be of special interest for the patrons of the Castle Club this evening. We have just learned of an MP raid at 10 p.m., or I should say 10:30 p.m., tonight. So, if I were you, ditch the grass, H, speed, and make yourself plenty scarce. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Pete, for those wise words. And I would take heed to what Pete says. He hangs around at all these joints out there, and he knows. He's the nose that knows, if you can dig what I'm saying. Okay, that was by the late Jimi Hendrix called Fire. Let's listen to one of his companions now, from the Band of Gypsies album, Changes by Buddy Miles. Here's a Dave Rabbit philosophy. Pussy is the breakfast of champions. Here's a plea from the sanitation department. Please, don't throw toothpicks in the toilet. Crabs can pole vault. Love. My Flash on You. Sugarloaf. Green-eyed lady. Unfortunately, now it's 8:25 and time for another weather report from the 22nd attachment of the 30th Weather Squadron with Captain Ivan Pansy.
Oh, my God.
All right, Captain, you're on the air.
My darling Clemens. Oh. Thank you, Dave, and good evening, everyone. This is your Midnight Cowboy, Captain Ivan Pansy, with tonight's weather. Stop it, Ralph. Tonight's weather is kind of screwed up, mainly because I've been kind of hopped up on goofballs and haven't made the report up yet. Anyway, we'll give it a go and see how badly I can screw it up tonight. Today's high was 146 degrees in the shade. Don't know what it was in the sun. Wasn't stupid enough to go out in it. Well, tonight's low should get down to 69 degrees. Hey, 69. That sounds like a well-rounded number. The sun will rise at 06:45 hours for you lifers and 6:45 a.m. for you first termers. It will set at 19:45 hours for the maggots and 7:45 p.m. for the first termers. Well, Dave, that's about the way it looks on the weather scene for tonight. This is your Midnight Cowboy for the Saigon, the Trang, Phanrang area. Captain Ivan Pansy, wishing you all a good fuck. I mean, excuse me, a good evening. Now, Ralph, now stop it. Now, how many times have I told you to stop?
Thank you, Captain Pansy and Ralph.
The voice of news and information for Happy Valley. This is Radio First Tuner, 69 megacycles on the FM dial. They will have more music following the latest local news around the Republic of Vietnam area.
Nice news comes from both Saigon and the Phanrang areas. First off, from Saigon. We find that a new massage house has recently opened up near the Korean tailor shop. The following services are available: steam bath, back massage, hand jobs, and blow jobs. Hours are from 0700 hours for maggots, 7 a.m. for first-termers, until 1630 hours for maggots, and 4:30 p.m. for first-termers. Reservations may be made by calling area code 912, extension 2269. And now from Phanrang area, here's Nugent.
The Nha Trang flights have been reopened and have a new Champagne flight that leaves Phanrang at 8 a.m. It will operate on a first-come, first-go basis. The commander also recommends that you take an ample supply of rubbers, as they have a shit pot full of new whores at the bars. The commander's motto, keep the morale high on the base.
And that's the news for this early edition. Next news will be later on. Next local news will be later on, too. The voice of news information and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Termer at 69 megacycles on your FM dial. Good night, Nugent.
Good night, Dave.
And good night for this early edition of Radio First Termer News.
Here's another saying from the latrine walls. If you're sitting down taking a crap and reading this, you're probably the only motherfucker in the Republic of Vietnam that knows what he's doing. Here's one to cut your stereos full blast and blow that motherfucker out in the next room. Hendrix. Fire.
Well, it's time to take a look and see what's happening at the Viking Theater at Phanrang, the theaters at Saigon, Nha Trang, and the Cameron Bay area. Tonight, the movie is Lust, Sex, and Greed, starring Brigitte Bardot, Samantha Abbott, Tim Conway, Jonathan Winters, and Hugo Montenegro. Showtimes for the lifers are 1100, 1330, 1600, 1930, 2200 and 0030 hours. For the first termers, show times are 11 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 4 p.m., 7:30 p.m., 10 p.m., and 12:30 a.m. hours. Coming up the following night is Bambi, a Walt Disney production of A Little Deer and How He Got Shafted. The next one is A Fear and Chills as the blood of Dracula rolls down on all of the patrons. Here's a chance to really throw some money away. The Viking Theater schedule and other theater schedules are another service of Radio First Termer.
Instant Request Line. Spencer Davis Group. I'm a Man. This is a dedication to the United States Army. Army sucks. That was called in by General Creighton W. Abrams. The Beatles and Taxman. Here's another quickie from the latrine. The carnal act of sex is held to be sacred. Eating pussy is perversion. Signed, Omar. Someone wrote under this. Omar died from syphilis of the tongue and throat. Ladies and gentlemen, say good evening to Buffalo Springfield for what it's worth. Continuing on with music now. Vanilla Fudge. You keep me hanging on. Here's another quickie from the latrine walls in the Republic of Vietnam. This joker writes, 18 days until I can go home to picket and protest this fucking waste of human lives that lifers and the government call a war. Hoss Cartwright is a fairy. Signed, his mother. If you like a free book of these things we get off the latrine walls, give us a call at 6969 within the next 5 minutes, and we'll give them away absolutely free. Vanilla Fudge.
It's time for the Swap Shop of the Air. And tonight's swap shop, first off from Tonsonute Air Base, Saigon, wanted, good, clean living man with unusual ideas of how to spend his tour. If interested, contact Tech Sergeant Ivan Panzi at extension 3333. From the Trang Air Base, wanted, a 7-inch dildo in good condition, priced a object. Call Maggot Lounge and ask for Sarah. From the Trang Air Base, for sale, unusual films of foreign nature, all titles, good price. Meet contact at post office at 12:30 a.m. for more information. Finally, from Phan Rang Air Base, for sale, 50 pounds of salt, Peter, never been opened. If interested, call Batson Hall for more information. And that's it for the Swap Shop of the Air for tonight. The Swap Shop is another service to the personnel in the Republic of Vietnam, courtesy of Radio First Termer. If you have something you'd like to buy, sell, or trade, call us at extension 6969, mail it to us in country in care of Saigon Radio Underground, or drop it by to us at the station.
Blowing a little grass now, going back into music by Steppenwolf called The Pusher. Speaking of The Pusher, brothers and sisters, if you happen to be down by the Magic Finger Lounge anytime tonight, keep away from the Korean at the front door. He's pushing some bad H. I repeat, he's pushing some bad H.
A lot of grass. God damn.
God damn. Pete, hand me my grass, will you?
Right on, brother.
If you can dig it. This motherfucker is so goddamn long. I could have gone downstairs and got a shot of back. Cactus, you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Rambling on with more music. Iron Butterfly. Soul Experience. Speed kills. Slow down.
Be yourself and never let go.
Smoke grass.
Don't bother painting your...
That was done by The Birds called 8 Miles High. And now for a little special of Radio First Termer. Most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with Flip Wilson and his Cowboys and Colored People album. Here's one of Flip's skits. This one is something to do with a door-to-door salesman. And here we go. Flip Wilson.
Just kicking around. I had a wild thought the other afternoon. Visualize a burning waters residential area. Don't drive into the area. We're going to have a very nice home there. Take this out of the showcase. Walk up to the house, knock at the door. Man answers the door. Carl says, good afternoon, sir. I'm conducting a confidential survey, and I'd like to inquire as to whether your wife would object to our daughter marrying a Negro. Carl says, she's upstairs. Just a minute, I'll ask.
Hey, Ethel! Would you
mind if I was
marrying a
Negro? And Ethel's reply is,
she can marry anybody she wants.
Flip Wilson from his album Cowboys and Colored People. The Beatles. Dedicated to the Internal Revenue Service.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Taxman. Love, my flash on you. Instant request line. From the rock opera Tommy. By The Who. The Overture. Here's another latrine philosophy. Fuck yesterday. Forget tomorrow. Live today. Cooking. Well, swingers, it's that time again for Pete and myself. No, not the end of the program. But both of us are getting kind of horny and kind of hungry at that. So we're going to go down the hall and get us a big, juicy, squat burger. So, as soon as we go down and have a quick bite to eat, a box lunch or something, we'll be back for another hour and a half of hard acid rock music. We're now going to return you to the regular crappy programming of the American Forces Vietnamese Network. And as our soul brothers once said,
right on.
You're not a home. You're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, to the funny farm. My wife is happy all the time, and everyone goes 69. Blood Rock. From the gigantic 69, Vietnam's only psychedelic FM stereo multiplex station, James Gang, STOP, which can mean stop or state tax on pussy. Rambling on the James Gang with stop. If you think you've heard long endings before, you must have not have gotten this album. This bastard lasts 3 minutes long. If you can dig it. Here's a special message for all you people out there that are going downtown. Oh, you are already downtown already. The word is that the OSI is out there heavy tonight. So, you worshippers of speed and weed, be sure and take care. We don't need any of our brothers or sisters in jail. That was a little special, by the way. Just brought in from the hot little hands of my studio engineer, Pete, baby. He's going back out now again to see if he can dig up some more on-the-scene spots that we can give to you. I know that you're all really interested in some of this crap that we're reading out tonight, but it may save a couple of you, and if we can save a couple, then our purpose has been fulfilled. Oh, wow. Isn't this a groovy ending, though, really? These are the only motherfuckers I know that can play four chords and make it last 5 minutes and sound good. Pete, have you ever heard a longer motherfucking song than this?
Right on, brother.
If they can dig it, we can dig it. Tiptoe through the tulips, we will tiptoe together, 69 all the time. Eat me and it is so fine. Oh, would you believe, Pete, we're coming to the end of the song. Fantastic. Here's another Dave Rabbit philosophy. Candy is sweet, but pussy won't rot your teeth. I'm not saying Vietnamese pussy, that is. American pussy won't rot your teeth. And now here's one of our most requested commercials tonight. Our hitchhiker commercial. Listen closely and take heed.
Say, do you have advantage of a Jeep, pickup, or deuce and a half?
No.
Do you get to drive where you want to go?
Fuck no.
Well, here's something to think about.
Okay.
Have you ever seen some troop trudging along the roadside and thought about giving him a lift?
Many times.
Don't.
Why?
Instead, run the son of a bitch over.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, what are they gonna do? Send you to Vietnam?
Ha ha. Fooled you, sister. They already did. Ha ha. Right on, as Pete would say. Oh, wow. On the opposite side, we heard from a group called Cactus. Here they are again. Feels so good. And the hits just keep on coming. Cooking with the big 6-9. Today, the Base Exchange has received a new shipment of items to really blow your mind. Mr. Pump Ride told us today that the BX now has in stock the following non-rationed items. For all you swinging first-termers here in the Republic of Vietnam.
This is a fucking joke.
What? LSD, marijuana, goofballs, red eyes, grass, incense. And for those of you who are just starting out,
airplane glue.
Yes, take advantage of the big savings at the BX.
Yeah.
These fantastic new items. Stock up now and avoid the rush. Remember, the money you spend at the BX is eventually returned to you in other fun ways.
It's a fucking joke. Wow, really. Dedication. This one goes out to the WAF squadron here at Tonsonut. See me, feel me, touch me, fuck me. By the way,
This is also from the rock opera Tommy. See Me, Feel Me, Touch Me, Fuck Me by The Who from the rock opera Tommy. And here's a dedication to the lifers around the Republic of Vietnam who during the day act establishment and at night turn into swingers. Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix. Cooking with the number one soul man, Jim Hendrix.
Mission Impossible. Be sure to watch our Vietnam television network tomorrow night at 10 p.m. as another exciting adventure of the lifers' attempt to solicit reenlistments in the Air Force is foiled again. Tomorrow night's adventure stars Chief Master Sergeant McIntosh as a reenlistment official and our hero, Buck Sergeant Pete Sadler, as a strong, reluctant first termer.
Get him, Pete.
Yes, it will be another great adventure and hilarious night with the lifers and the first termers. And these episodes just go to show that to try to get first termers to reenlist in the Air Force is truly
mission impossible. Be sure to watch tomorrow night for Pete. He's going to be on there doing his thing and ejaculating on 50,000 lifers. By the way, Pete, what do you say about that?
Right on, brother.
Right on, Pete.
Oh, wow. Okay, Pete, what do you say about that?
Right on, brother.
Right on, Pete.
Oh, wow. Okay, we got a little time before this next one zips up to his high standard of living, if that's the correct words. Steppenwolf, don't step on the grass, Sam. Excuse me, I've got to light up. And the hits just keep on coming. Everybody now, don't step on the grass, Sam.
You guys, what is this?
Oh, come on, you goddamn fuzzman.
Leave me alone, your mother. Flush it, flush it, flush it.
What a waste of good grass. Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Breathing heavy sounds your way from the Big 69. The only stereo psychedelic multiplex station in the Republic of Vietnam. Heavy sounds continue. Three Dog Night. Chest Fever.
Six-pound category. Is to have long ago forgotten what really nice girls look like. For the new troop in Vietnam, the charm of Oriental women always seems to provide the compelling need to sample the local merchandise. However, the first time that the new trooper ventures out into the streets of the local village, it's best to take along a buddy to advise you and assist in the selection of your first short time in country. As our story opens, we find our two heavy-chested GIs discussing the merchandise to be leased. The new troop seems to feel that the cost is just a bit high.
I don't think so. It'd be kind of expensive for that much weight.
The girl in question, however, assures the new trooper that in time she'll begin to look much better. The trooper, rather skeptical at this point, inquires how long.
Maybe 3 months after 3 months.
Yeah.
The new trooper, by now realizing that the pickings are poor everywhere, resigns himself to his fate and begins the tedious task of reaching a monetary agreement with his bed partner-to-be. The sweet young thing advises him that the charges will be based on the size of his tool. And the trooper and his buddy set about computing the cost.
5 pounds, 3 ounces.
And then it'd be...
So actually, it would be in the 6 pound category, where 8 ounces to 1 pound, you pay on each extra pound.
It'd be 6 times 80, 240.
After getting a look at the trooper's bulky penetrator, the girl with fear in her eyes comments,
"You scare me."
To which the GI replies, "At this point, a thought suddenly occurs to the trooper as he asks,
so what form of money do we use? Do you have an account? Money order?"
And being conditioned to stateside living with its many taxes, he also inquires,
do they have some sort of a surtax or not surtax, but, you know, I don't believe we're not customers or something.
We don't pay taxes over here.
Good. Okay.
Shortly, however, our young trooper is happily rolling around in the sack. But before long, he encounters a problem as he climbs aboard the sweet young thing and prepares to penetrate.
Okay.
See, no show now. You show me where. Where? Now show me where. See? Look.
Good, good. Oh, you know what?
11.
Our story takes a strange twist at this point as we find that the young prostitute enjoyed the trooper to such an extent that she insisted on paying him. But a true gentleman, however, our young GI handles the situation this way.
You gave me $10, and so now, after ordering all this,
he gave me 21 cents back.
He's okay.
The young charming girl, however, feels that his generosity is not required and calmly replies,
"It's okay, I don't care, but I thought for some these days."
Impressed by her charming attitude, the satisfied GI, beyond all expectations, already is planning another trip to town in an effort to secure this same girl in the future. And he inquires how he might be certain to get her the next time.
What's your number, 11485? Your box number, 11485.
Another happy customer leaves his heart behind as he waves goodbye to his newfound love. And tearfully, she calls after him as he exits the door.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You have
a
good job.
Yeah, please. You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action.
And my thanks to my underground personnel
to duty,
who have found certain keys to certain locks at headquarters 7th Air Force Consinute and procured this item through Midnight Supply. Peace through prostitution.
The voice of news and information for Happy Valley. This is Radio First Turner.
and 69 motorcycles on your FM dial. Dave will have more music following the latest local news around the Republic of Vietnam area.
Good evening. This is Air Force Sergeant Dave Rabbit.
And this is Nugent.
With tonight's news. In Washington today, President Nixon was officially charged in connection with the My Lai massacre. Although the president was nowhere near Vietnam at the time, higher-ranking officials are positive that there is some connection. What, however, they aren't sure of. No comment from the president was available. Nugent.
In Alabama, Governor George Wallace is announced as his running mate for the presidential election as H. Rapp Brown. Rapp was not available for comment, but his associates say it's the happiest day of his life. Dave?
A blissful event has occurred for Tiny Tim and his wife, 19-year-old Miss Vicky. They have announced the coming birth of their first child. When asked about the nervous tension and stress of having a first child, Tiny Tim stated that he's sure he'll have no problem giving birth the first time. He also stated that the baby will be breastfed. Miss Vicky also said that Tiny will have to have his chest shaved so the baby won't gag on the hairs. Nugent?
Finally in the news, Lyndon Johnson was arrested in his Texas home for indecent public exposure after he led a group of Vietnam protesters down Main Street. Johnson was also cited on 10 counts of public vulgarity and one count for shooting the finger at an Air Force officer. Preliminary hearing dates have not been set yet. Dave?
And that's the news. This is Air Force Sergeant Dave Rabbit.
And Nugent.
Wishing you a very good evening.
The voice of news, information, and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Termer at 69 megacycles on your FM dial.
Continuing on now, Blood Rock. Gotta find a way. What they're really trying to say is, I've got to find a way to get out of fucking Vietnam.
The library has recently received many new pornographic novels and paperbacks that are now available for checkout. Some of the books that are available are I Was a Teenage Nymphomaniac by Patty Duke.
I Was an 89-Year-Old Virgin by Raquel Welch.
Gay Boys by Lyndon Johnson.
Do It Again by Robert Simmons.
Lick It Till It Drops by Betty Crocker.
Pansy Alley by Tiny Tim.
Black and White by RCA.
8 Inches of Tulle by Dr. Spock.
Remember, instead of wasting your time away, spend it with a relaxing book to keep your mind off of sex and how horny you really are.
Remember that. In other words, quit whacking off out there. Carlos Santana. Soul Sacrifice. Say, speaking of soul sacrifice, tonight at the cafeteria, the special is Seasoned Twats, the dark meat of Africa. Cooking with a big 69.
You're about to hear the actual sounds of your United States Air Force on the job.
And here's a living example of how fucked up the Air Force really is. Brought to you live and another added attraction of Radio First Termer. Aircraft emergency landing procedures at March Air Force Base, California.
This is an example of precision teamwork and excellent training during an aircraft emergency landing at March Air Force Base, California. The pilot called in with an emergency warning light, but had no fire. The crash crews were alerted and all traffic in and out was halted.
The aircraft made a 360 and executed what appeared to be a normal landing. He began to taxi in when his right brake failed and caught fire in the wheel assembly. The crash crew noticed this fire, and the fire truck started to close in. The pilot had opened his hatches while taxiing down the runway, and when the fire units approached him, they began to spray the entire right side of the aircraft, including the pilot, who reacted immediately like this. Understand, of course, that this foam is sticky, very uncomfortable, and above all, it has a rancid odor. The fire crew then asked,
"This is 16, are you using the fire equipment to get away from the aircraft?"
The poor pilot sputtered through a light film of foam.
"Hey, tell these guys to get this fire stuff off of us here, goddammit!"
The fire crew couldn't believe he wanted them to stop because the fire was still burning.
"Stop this fire stuff off the aircraft?"
The pilot, by this time raging and covered with foam, replied, The foam crew then wondered if he'd really seen the fire.
"And, do you know you're on fire underneath?"
No reply. They asked again.
"Sixman, do you know you're on fire underneath?"
And this time, they got an answer.
"Yes, I know I have a goddamn brake fire, but that doesn't mean they had to drown the whole fucking aircraft."
And it was about this time the pilot was very casually asked to drop into base operations.
769, and you want to come into base operations after you've taken care of everything?
You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action. An example of teamwork and devotion to duty. Yes, the men in blue are on guard, watchful, alert, and ready for...
Yay, Air Force. Vacation to the new troops who have just recently come into the Republic of Vietnam and every day sit and watch those freedom birds fly back to the world again. Heartbreaker, Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin 2. Heartbreaker. I've had a few requests for some pictures of myself. So some of you people wanted to hang some on your walls or in the latrines or something. But to tell you the honest to God truth, I have really no pictures of myself that can be made into posters. However, I do have one picture that some of you might want. It's a picture of myself and my ex-girlfriend going 69 in her bathtub. Now, if you'd like a copy of this, which is blown up, by the way, into an 8x10 glossy colored photograph, just drop me a card to Dave Rabbit Pornographic Picture Poster, APO In Country 96969, and I'll try to get one to you. More music now. Donovan, Hurdy Gurdy Man. Okay, so I'm not Donovan. So what are they gonna do? Send me to Vietnam?
In answer to some of your questions as what the base commander thinks of me, here are his exact words.
"If I ever meet that son of a bitch, I'm gonna walk up on him and hit that motherfucker right square in the goddamn teeth. More than once."
Would you believe that's what the base commander thinks of me and my nasty ways? Tisk, tisk, tisk. Fuck you, sir. You noticed I emphasized the word sir. He has an inferiority complex. I mean, after all, anybody that dresses up in women's dresses and carries a velvet purse has to be a little bit weird.
Steppenwolf.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes.
smoking Mr. Weed. And I'm feeling that I'm single. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, troops, it's that time again for good old Pete and myself. We've just about reached the ending of another radio first terminal for tonight. And we'd like to leave you with a few closing thoughts. First off, remember, there is no black power or white power in Vietnam. There's only one power, and that's rabbit power. Another thought, when you go downtown, be sure to take enough rubbers along in case you want to go for two or three or four or five or six or seven like Pete does. Well, Pete, I've enjoyed it. It's been another fantastic night of cutting the Air Force to pieces and saying nasty things on the air. And hopefully, if we're not thrown in jail by tomorrow night, we'll be able to come back again at 8 o'clock and blow your mind with more hard acid music. So, on behalf of myself, and for good old Pete, we'd like to say goodnight to each other. Pete, let's say goodnight to each other. Good night, Pete.
Good night, David.
Sounds professional, doesn't it? Huh? Be tuning in again tomorrow night. Please, don't whack off. Listen to Radio First Termer instead. It's more filling. Okay, Pete. We haven't practiced this, folks. This is our new ending.